Greetings again, friends, neighbors, brothers, sisters. It's Pastor Bob. Welcome. No matter where you may be or how you may be listening, you are welcome to this house. Amen. This is the house of daily devotions. And right now we're in a 24-story segment called Jesus Stories. 24 Jesus stories, walking through Pearl Buck's book called The Story Bible. And we ended Friday with the quotes from the prophet of old. Do you remember that? Jesus had sent the two disciples into the village. And when they got there, they found the colt just like Jesus said. And the owner came up when they were taking it and they told him, the Lord has need of it, and he seemed to say, fine. and then yesterday ended with that story being prophesied in the Old Testament. And I'll read that sentence, that little quote, and we'll go on into today. Continuing today's story, the weight of the cross. Jesus mounted the colt, sitting as comfortably as he could on his disciples' garments, and he rode toward Jerusalem. In doing so, he was fulfilling the words of a prophet of old. Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king comes to you, meek, and riding on an ass, on a colt, the foal of an ass. As Jesus approached Jerusalem with his disciples, pilgrims coming for the Passover fell in behind. When the people of the city saw the procession coming toward them, led by Jesus riding on the colt, great multitudes of them went out to meet him and lead him in. Some of them spread their garments across the road so that he might ride in greater comfort over the rough cobblestones. Some cut palm branches from the trees and laid them across his path like a carpet for a king. As he drew near to the entrance of the city, his disciples and the whole multitude began to rejoice and praise God for all the mighty works which they had seen. Hosanna, they cried, waving palm branches and crowding around him as he rode, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the King of Israel who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom that comes. Peace in heaven, glory on high. Hosanna in the highest. And the 12 disciples rejoiced at this reception and praised God in loud, exultant voices. The Pharisees looked on helplessly. There was nothing they could do to Jesus while the crowds thronged about him and acclaimed him. But they did manage to draw close enough to speak to him of their displeasure. Rebuke your disciples, they said harshly. They should not cry out and say such things. No, I will not rebuke them, Jesus answered. I tell you, if they should keep their silence, the very stones would cry out instead of them. And then he rode into the heart of the city. All Jerusalem was stirred. People came out from their houses and asked each other, who is this? And others answered, this is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee. For even though it seemed that all Jerusalem was with him and crying out, Hosanna to the Son of David, there were few who truly believed that Jesus really was the Christ. Jesus knew that the day would come when they would suffer for their sins and unbelief. And he wept for them as he looked upon the city. After a brief visit to the temple, he went back to Bethany. On the following morning, he returned to Jerusalem and entered into the temple of God, where once again he saw the money changers and the sellers of sacrificial birds and beasts. And as before, he cast out all those who bought and sold in God's house, driving away the sellers of doves and overturning the tables of the money changers. "It is written in the scriptures," he said to them, "that my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves." The sellers and the money changers went off in raging anger, but the blind and the lame came to Jesus in the temple, and he healed them. The chief scribes and the Pharisees saw the wonderful things that he was doing, and they heard the children of the temple crying out joyously and saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David." Then they were even more indignant than before. "Do you hear what these children are saying?" they said to Jesus angrily. "Yes, I hear them," Jesus answered. "Did you never read, 'Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, you have drawn perfect praise'?" When the priests and scribes heard this, they decided that it was now time to destroy Jesus, for they feared that the multitude would cause such an uproar because of his presence that their Roman rulers would hear of it and be mightily displeased. Yet, because of that same multitude, they could find no way to do what they wanted. All the people seemed to be with Jesus, delighting in his teachings and hanging on his every word. Therefore, because the Pharisees did not know what to do, Jesus was able to leave the city in safety and lodge once again in Bethany. In the morning, he came back to the temple, and the people came early to listen to his words. While he was teaching the people, the chief priests and the elders came to him and listened. Then they interrupted. "By what authority do you do these things?" they demanded. "And who gave you this authority?" But Jesus answered their questions with questions of his own, which they could not answer, and they were silenced for a while. Yet still they watched him. And while they were not engaged in watching him, they took counsel with each other as to how they might make use of his words to trap him and then turn him over to the ruling powers. They sent spies to him, Pharisees and men of Herod's party, who pretended to be honest men so that they might question him and twist his words. One unwise answer, and Jesus would be seized and handed over to Pilate, Roman governor of Judea. If the spies could only get him to say outright that he was king of the Jews, or persuade him to say anything against the Roman rulers, they would have him where they wanted him. And that's where we'll stop for today. The second episode of The Way to the Cross. Tomorrow, on Tuesday, we will finish that story and then move on as we go through the week. Well, I hope this Monday has gone well so far for you. And I hope this helped a little bit. Keep your heart open. Keep conversing with God, and he'll fill your eyes with light.